Men of courage needed, July 20. Two brave young men rout Philistines. And Jonathan said to the young man that bare his armor, "Come and let us go over unto the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few." 1 Samuel 14:6. In Jonathan, the son of Saul, the Lord saw a man of pure integrity, one to whom he could draw nigh and upon whose heart he could move. These two gave evidence that they were moving under the influence and command of a more than human general. To outward appearance, their venture was rash and contrary to all military rules. But the action of Jonathan was not done in human rashness. He depended not on what he and his armor-bearer themselves could do. He was the instrument that God used in behalf of his people Israel. They made their plans and rested their cause in the hands of God. If the armies of the Philistines challenged them, they would advance. If they said, "Come," they would go forward. Jonathan, his armor-bearer, had asked a sign of the Lord, and the challenge had come. The sign was given. These two men placed their hope in God and went forward. It was no easy passage for the brave adventurers. They had hard climbing to reach the top. It would have been an easy matter for the Philistines to kill these two brave, daring men, but it did not enter into their minds that these two solitary men had come up with any hostile intent. The wondering men above looked on, too surprised to take in their possible object. They regarded these men as deserters and permitted them to come without harm, and they fell before Jonathan, and his armor-bearer slew after him. This daring work sent a panic through the camp. There lay the dead bodies of 20 men, and to the sight of the enemy there seemed hundreds of men prepared for war. The armies of heaven were revealed to the opposing host of the Philistines.